This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
As I mentioned, we are done with week one in high school football. Or maybe not. I mean, there's things going on right now. There's a couple of games tonight, but still. It was a different weekend. As we opened in our first segment talking about how everybody pointing fingers at how, you know, we were 1-11 against the out-of-state teams and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know, I don't, you know, to me that doesn't hold water with me. I understand and I agree that the high school coaches are way underpaid, but, you know, let's be realistic. You know, a lot of those games are really competitive as well. Somebody who sat in that catbird seat and watched it all, as he does every year, from FloridaHighSchoolFootball.com, Josh Wilson. He is kind enough to join us this evening. Josh, what a week, and we're still going. I don't know if you heard that they're in the 214th lightning delay between Columbus and Southridge today.
Goodness gracious almighty. Yes. First, thanks for having me on, Blue. But I mean, it is literally like, it's just looking at this as like Mother Nature. I saw Quarter Canyon tweet, you know, during Friday, and it's like, oh, we're in the lightning delay. I'm like, hi, welcome to Florida. This is our normal for the first 6-7 weeks of the season.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I told them. I said, you know what, this is, you know, we're kind of numb to this. This is something that we kind of, you know, have to dance around. And certainly that's why we have, you know, all these days to play it and all the way extend to Monday. But imagine being in Columbus's shoes where you have to turn around and leave Thursday for Maryland, or Southridge where you have to play Thursday. So, yeah, you know what? The kids are resilient, though, Josh. But at the same time, kind of a really shake-up-y type of weekend, because you had Venice, a team that everybody felt that was kind of a shoo-in to go into this week's game against Miami Northwestern undefeated, against Northwestern, who got beat as well by another Trinity League California team. And along the way, a lot of other surprises that shake up the top 10 to the top 15 teams. But an exciting weekend, or exciting week in week number one.
It was an exciting week. I mean, I think when we look back on it, it's like, okay, well, you know, yeah, okay, 1-11 and against those games, in the national games. But you know what? Really, at the end of the day, what is that going to make Florida? It's going to make Florida better in the end. I mean, okay, I mean, look at American Heritage right now. Okay, obviously we know that, hey, American Heritage probably maybe is the one team right this second that we can say, hey, do they have a chance to compete for a national title? I would say yes at this particular conjecture, because they fought, and I like how they fought in that game. It's like, hey, you're backed against the wall, but no, you came back and fought. I mean, again, I get it, and I give Aquinas credit for fighting against Matter Day like that. I mean, that was a fight right there too. But I mean, again, you know, at the end of the day, that would have, if they had won that game, that would have been a huge upset in a lot of different ways, and that would have given them, propelled them. But I know at the end of the day, okay, yeah, we may lose these games like that, but you know what? At the end of the day, does that make Florida football any less? No, because right. At the end of the day, what's going to happen is that we're going to see these teams climb back to the top up as the season progresses, because, again, football is played on the field, and it's a game of inches. And at the end of the day, these teams are going to come out and they're going to fight very hard. And I, you know, again, I, you know, some people are going to say, "Oh, is South Florida football down or something like that?" And I'm gonna, you know what? This is, it's going to happen. This is why they, this is why these teams play these games. This is why they do that. It's not because, oh, well, we need to win necessarily, win every single game. It's how can you challenge yourself in week one so that when week 17 rolls around to the state championship, you're playing for that state championship.
Right. And, I mean, you take a look at St. Thomas Aquinas. They played arguably the best team in high school football over the last decade and took them right down to the wire and lost 26-23. And that shows you that, hey, okay, so they lost, but it was close. And I don't think anybody really can grasp how good Matter Day is. I mean, they're just – they're a machine. I mean, year in and year out. And then you take a look at American Heritage, as you said. They were down 28-0. They come all the way back, tie it, and then win it with a field goal over – really good St. Joseph team from Philadelphia. So, you know, and even Miami Northwestern. I mean, they're playing an Orange Lutheran team that's part of that Trinity League team in California. And you know, last week we had Coach Raul Laura on from Matter Day. He even told me, he says, "Let me tell you something. They're in our league. They're pretty good. I mean, you know, they're not, you know, they're not just going to come down and lay down against anybody." And he was right. And they didn't. And, you know, you have programs like Orlando Jones, who everybody says, "Hey, listen, they're a shoo-in. They came through." I think that they're one of those teams that are going to be up top. I don't think that they lose. The only game they probably have a chance would be Edgewater, but that's a really, really good team. You know, they had a great win over Winter Park. Then you take a look at teams like Chaminade Madonna. I mean, they were outclassed. What are you going to say? There was a bigger school, a bigger team, you know, loaded with talent. Not to say Chaminade's not, not to say that they won't go to their ninth consecutive state title in December. But you know what? Like you said, if you don't play them, Josh, you get criticized. Okay, so when you play them,
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. If you don't play them, you get criticized. And but I also say this: if you don't, you know, for every team in the state, you know that, you know, people are respecting, you know, oh well, you're gonna make the playoffs and stuff. And I say this: if you're gonna make the playoffs, you've got to be one. You've got to be able to play a string of schedule that actually is gonna be that's gonna be competitive. Because if you're expecting to make a playoff, you're expecting to make the playoffs on a cupcake schedule. Good luck. You will get your butt blown out in the first round. I can point to Tampa Jefferson as a good example last year. It wasn't the first round, but it came in the second round. They got shown the door real quick, like, because that strength of schedule ended up coming back to bite them in that second round.
Right. And they were undefeated in the regular season. And you're right. And that happened with a Cub. And it usually happens with Winter Park. You know, I mean, they'll finish 9-1 or 10-0. And then they'll, in the first round, they'll lose because they didn't play that tougher schedule. And also, you know, the teams, you know, like St. Thomas and Chaminade and, you know, Northwestern and Central and other programs around the state, they figured it out that if you don't play those competitive schedules at the end of the year, no matter if you're undefeated or not, you won't be ranked high. Because there's other teams like, you know, Matter Day, and there's teams like Bishop Gorman and a lot of the other programs around the country who are playing that tough schedule. And you can't penalize them for being 9-2 at the end of the season, but those two losses coming to teams within the top five. So, yeah, 100%. Talk about some of the other things you expect this year. Obviously, you know, we talk about Chaminade in 1A. 2A, I think right now, if I had to guess, I think it's Jacksonville Bulls and Cardinal Mooney. I saw Bulls last week. I thought they were the best team that I saw last week. I mean, they're put together. Cardinal Mooney is real good. I know Coco's still in the mix as well. 3A, you know, it comes down, I think. Go ahead.
I'll tell you about Coco. That result against Merritt Island and you needing double overtime, that I did not see coming. That was a shock.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And then 3A, you know, you look at Northwestern Central. I think the winner of that will probably, you know, have a great opportunity to win. I think 4A, we're looking at a rematch. I think it's Orlando Jones and Heritage. And why not? Because they're best two teams. St. Thomas is going to, I think, just off of that game, and they have a tough schedule. They turn around after this week, and they play Columbus, they play Chaminade, they play those teams. So they're, you know, they're going to be in the mix. 6A is going to be interesting. I mean, you have Wes Boca, who will open up. We have Coach Potts on in the second hour We'll talk to him about that. But they're going to be a favorite. Miami Southridge is going to be a favorite. I think that Armwood's going to be one of those teams to keep an eye on. Gainesville Buchholz up in your area that you have an opportunity. They're going to be a thorn as well. And then 7A, you know what? Who knows? Venice looked vulnerable against Tampa Bay Tech. But, you know, 7A isn't real, real strong statewide. And don't be surprised if that Christopher Columbus team is around, you know, at the end, because they're well coached. They may not have all the names that they used to have, but I got a chance to see them for a quarter and a half the other day, and Coach Dunn still done a tremendous job with them.
I mean, what Dave Dunn has done there at Columbus is, you know, he has that program in tip-top shape almost every single year. Yeah. So there's never a question about what they do. I, you know, look at everything, you know, with that. When you, I'm going to go back to 6A, you know, but you said 7A for the moment, but 7A, you're right. I feel like in a lot of things there with the 7, with the 7A bracket, there's a lot of, it's fluid. Let's call 7A the most fluid classification of the classifications right now. Yeah. 6A, I would even say maybe is a bit fluid, because, you know, can West Boca Raton come back and make a repeat? That is the biggest question mark, because before last year, who was West Boca Raton? Really, no one heard of them. No one knew of them. And then they all of a sudden jumped on the scene. So, again, I would understand a lot of people like, okay, can they make that run again? Can they come back and repeat, you know? Or is this a one-off like a Flanagan was years ago or somebody else was? You know, that's you know, I think a lot of people ask that question. But, you know, at the end of the day, you mentioned those schools. I mean, you know, 6A, you know, but here's the thing. Buchholz, you know, they only won 15-13 over Vanguard on Thursday night, but you know, they endured a 2.5 hour lightning delay. So, you know, you think weather does have a little bit of a mental impact. And I will say that, you know, got to think about the weather, but at the end of the day, a lot of those teams you mentioned in the other classifications, I expect them to be back there. The rankings say it, the numbers say it, there's a lot of different data points you could go to and say, hey, we expect these teams to be, you know, in the mix here come, you know, late November, early December, as we start to approach, you know, state championship time in Miami.
Good stuff. Hey, Josh, let everybody know how they can follow you. You got a lot of great stuff going on. You got your podcast, you got your website, you got your social media. Let everybody know how they can follow you.
Okay, X, that platform formerly known as Twitter, that is at FLAHS Football, and every other social media handle I can name, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, YouTube, especially the YouTube channel, at FloridaHS Football. If you don't see a blue check on most of it, or you don't see it's at FloridaHS Football outside of the X Twitter handle, that is probably not the real account. You can figure it out. If you need to find me, just find me on one of the social media platforms. Send me a message or hit the website up at FloridaHSFootball.com.
Good stuff, man. I appreciate you. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate you, Blue. All right, you take care,
good
man.
Stuff. You too. Josh Wilson, FloridaHighSchoolFootball.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.